Hello and welcome to my podcast Inspiration to Heal. This is my first English episode, so I will let you know something about myself in the beginning of this episode, and after that we will talk about the Celtic festival called Lunasat or Lammas. It's celebrated in the night from the 1st August to the 2nd of August. In this episode you will learn how to celebrate it, what rituals you can use for yourself, and generally what kind of energy this coming time brings. Have fun and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to my podcast. So a bit about myself so that you can get to know me and know who's behind that voice. My name is Julia, I'm 27, and as you can hear, I'm not English, I'm from Germany. My passion is witchcraft, shamanism, and psychology. I studied psychology and finished my studies in 2018 and started my podcast and my blog this year. I'm really proud of it because I really like to talk about witchy things, and I think there should be more people talk about it. It's really magical, this world, and yeah, I hope I can open some eyes to see that. So now to the Celtic festival. I call it Lunasat, but there's another name, Lammas. Later I will let you know what Lammas and Lunasat means. But now how and when to celebrate it. Lunasat is a lunar festival. There are sun festivals and lunar festivals. Lunar festival means it is celebrated after the moon phases, so the full moon, and always on the 8th full moon after Yule. Yule is in December, so this year Lunasat will be celebrated at the 1st of August at 8:30 p.m. I think it's important to note that I share my wisdom with you and what I researched, and there are a lot of different things to find in the internet. So this is what I learned in my shamanic healing education and what I found online. So I will share that with you, but there are many different sources and you will find many different, for example, myths about the god Lu, and yeah, just have that in mind. Okay, so Lunasat is not only celebrated on this one full moon in August. In earlier times, it was celebrated in the first 2 weeks of August after the full moon. And this time was used for being grateful and for the first things that we harvest to say thanks to the gods. And there are also two other harvest festivals. The first one is Mabon. It's the one to follow after Lunasat. And the third one is Samhain. It's what we call now Halloween. At this first harvest festival, Lunasat, we harvest what we have sown, for example, grain, fruits, berries, or herbs. Lunasat falls in the time of midsummer, and it's often over 30 degrees warm. It's very humid and dry, and usually there's a drought. There are also many storms, floods, or forest fires. Lunasat is a time of extremes. And it's the festival after the summer equinox, which means that the days are shorter. There are only 15 to 18 light hours. So it's also like Lita, the festival before Lunasat, the time for community, where we come together and we use the brightness of the day to go swimming, to meet each other, to have barbecues, and it's the vacation time. Besides coming together and celebrating, Lunasat is also a time of transformation and decision making. For example, what will we take with us and what will we leave behind for the upcoming winter time? And these topics are also reflected in the mythology about Lunasat. There are two mythologies. One is about Lunasat and the other is about Lammas. Lunasat is the older one, and that it's from the early Middle Ages, that what I found out. Lu was a really known sun god, and the name Lu means light, the bright or the radiant one. On the day the festival Lunasat celebrated, the foster mother of Lu died. Her name was Anetalitu, also called the Old Earth Mother. In her honor, Lu had held the festival on her burial mound every year. In other words, it was the festival in honor of the Great Earth Mother, and gratitude for her fertility was expressed on that day. The gathering earlier in the Middle Ages, according to the mythology, went on for 2 weeks, and it was celebrated on this hill. They prayed and exchanged together, they got married, they held horse races, and they held other competitions. So it was really communal time. And Lammas, the other name, it was the fest of the first bread. Lammas is, the meaning is loaf mass. I hope I pronounce it right. And yeah, it's the first bread that was baked from the newly harvested grain, and they celebrated it. They were grateful for everything that Mother Nature had given them, and this newly baked bread and the first harvested fruits were offered as sacrifices to the gods. With Lunasat, the harvest time begins, and actually also the autumn time. The grain must now go, we harvest it, so that we can live. So here we can see the rhythm of nature. We take something so that we can live, and in the beginning of the year we give something that nature can grow and give its energy to, and then we take it back. So the harvest time should also remind us that death is a part of life, and what dies is blessed and thanked, and it gets appreciation, and also we share it with the gods. So now I will give you my everyday rituals, which I use for the Lunasat time. My Lunasat time is from the 1st of August until the next festival coming up is Mabon. Maben, I think you call it in English. Now I will share with you some everyday rituals which I use. I use them in the first 2 weeks of August to celebrate Lunasat. The first one is herb bundles. So you harvest your herbs and then you dry them, and in the end you light them, so like herb incense. But note, it takes up to 6 months until they're really dry and you can use them. And in the older days, there were some numbers, so some communities collected 7 different herbs and dried them. In other communities, it was 72. So I think it's not really important, but that's only my opinion. Just take what you have and what feels right for you. Herbs that you can use are St. John's Mugwort, yarrow, valerian, chamomile, thyme, and verbena. Lunasat is the balance of when to harvest something or separate something and leave it in the growing process. Herbs that you can use are St. John's Mugwort, yarrow, valerian, chamomile, thyme, and verbena. Lunasat is the time where we ask ourselves if something is ready to be harvested. So when is the point that we realize we can separate ourselves from something that we need no more? That is the process we do with nature. When is the fruit or the grain at the right point to be harvested? And when does it need more time to grow? And this is the topic we have in our lives in this time. So we can examine and evaluate our relationships in, for example, a marriage or a friendship or a professional relationship, and ask ourselves if there's anything that we have to let go and separate ourselves from it, or if we have to leave it in our lives to use it a bit longer so that the relationship itself can grow a little bit more. The time teaches us to wait for the right time. For example, if we wait too long to harvest or separate something from the nature, it withers, or if we separate it or harvest something too soon, it won't have the full flavor or energy. We need to make something else. So the lunacy time should remind us. So the lunacy time is the perfect time to reflect on what should stay in your life and on what you want to separate yourself from. What is ready to go and what needs more time to grow and what can stay in your life. Also, we are more than a half way through this year, so you can reflect on your New Year's resolutions and see on what direction you can go with it. So what did you achieve until now and what do you want to accomplish this year? Maybe also there you can ask yourself, maybe you need to separate yourself from something to accomplish something, or you did achieve something and for that you separated yourself from something else, so you can be proud of yourself. The symbol of separating something in nature and also separating yourself from something in your life is like setting boundaries. So this is the time where you can set healthy boundaries for yourself to feel good and also to achieve your goals. So a daily ritual for you could be saying no to what you want to say no, or ending something. And most importantly, creating clarity around certain issues in your life. What do you want and what do you want to let go? It is a time of decision making. So ask yourself, what do you want to harvest in your life a bit more and what can you let go of? Another ritual could be that you now can enjoy your success that you made this year and be proud of yourself. You have achieved a lot, I think. And even if you don't feel like it, make a list and see what had changed in your life this year. The last festival was Letha, and the Letha energy was a light energy, comparable to youth. And Lunasat is like the next step in life. It's the energy of people in their 40s or 50s, and also in their menopause. So Lunasat has a connection to the menopause. So so Lunasat is the perfect time to celebrate your menopause. For example, if you just arrived at the menopause, you can now also draw a protective circle around the place where you often stay, your home, and think about what goes in your protected place and what can stay outside. Also the topic of separation. Other daily rituals are, for example, blessing things that you harvest or things that you buy. Not everyone has a garden and harvests their own food. So you buy your food maybe and then be thankful for that and pray about the fact that you can live in such a privileged life. I think it's not like everyone has this privileged life, but I guess most of my listeners are privileged people. So other active rituals, for example, for this time are baking a bread from the harvested grain, or making herb bundles, which you can light later in the year at the Yule time. You can process your vegetables to marmalade or preserve them. And also you can hang wreaths in your house, create them yourself from flowers and also grain and grasses, everything that grows now at that point of time. And yeah, create something beautiful, make a blessing with it, like a protective spell, hang it in your entry of your house. It looks beautiful, and then yeah, it protects you. I believe in it. There are many different protection spells. Yeah, you can look that up in the internet, but I think it's better to be creative and do what feels good. So think about, what do you want to have protected? Is it yourself? Is it your children? Or is it, for example, your money? And then write a poem. Or if you're not good at poems, just write something from your heart. And then I do it with salt water. Then you put a bit salt water on your fingers and sprinkle it on the wreath, or yeah, on the flowers that you hang over your door. And yeah, speak the protection spell. But also you can look it up, and Instagram is full of protection spells. But I think the energy is higher if it comes from your heart, and it is, if it's something that you created, so that you really mean it. Since Lunaset is the festival of harvest, the first one, we can reflect where do we feel safe in our lives, because nature cares for us. She grows our food, and it's full of food if we realize it and if we know the plans. Yeah, and normally we don't have to, usually we don't need to be afraid that we are not safe and something bad will happen and that there will be no food, because food is everywhere if you know the right plans, or if you know the right people, someone will give you food. So I think it's a good time to realize that you actually are safe. And if, as long as you're here on this earth and connected to this nature around you, there's everywhere something to eat. Yeah, of course, you need the knowledge what you can eat and what not. Please don't eat something you don't know. In the Lunaset time, there are also one new moon and one full moon ritual. So I will share you how I create my ritual, and you can use it or you can create your own. As I said, I think it's better to create your own style with it, but in the beginning I think you need a bit information about it, so I will give you that. And I use my herbs, which I harvested last year, so they're dry now. But if you use, there's one herb which is really good for protection spell, and you can use it. It's bay leaves, and they dry within 3 days, and they're ready to light. So bay leaves are perfect if you want to protect something with a spell. And yeah, my ritual for full and new moon are nearly the same. You need a candle, a lighter, paper, pencil, and yeah, maybe something that reminds you of that time of year. For example, piece of grain and flowers and grass. Everything that speaks to you. Our first do is choose a place where you want to do the ritual. So, for example, ask yourself, to which an element do you feel connected to at this time? It can change. Sometimes we need the fire energy to work with passion, and sometimes we need the air energy to get our imagination working, and sometimes we need the water energy to be a bit more relaxed and flow in life, and sometimes we need the earth energy to feel grounded again and stable and safe. So what do you need and what do you want to manifest in your ritual, and which element speaks to you? If you have found out which element is yours, then you need your candle, pen and paper, and choose maybe full moon or new moon. On full moons you let go of something, and on the new moon you want to manifest something that comes into your life. So here again you have to know what you want. Of course, I do every new and full moon ritual, and there's always something that I need to let go of, and there are so many things that I want to manifest. So you go to that place, maybe with your friends or alone. I think it doesn't matter, as long as it feels good for you. And please, if you light a candle somewhere in nature, please be careful and don't burn anything down. Thank you. And then you can set like a little altar, for example, on the earth, in the forest, and put a little circle with stones around your candle. Put everything that you collected from nature, which is a symbol for that time, for example, for Lunaset. And then, yeah, it looks like an altar, and it should remind you of the energy that is around you. Okay, if you have chosen your place, and for example, you want to go to the forest to have a grounding and stable and safe energy for your ritual, then you have to ask yourself, what do you want from this ritual? If you want to manifest something for your life, then the perfect time is the time after the new moon or with the first new moon. If you want to let go of something and separate yourself from something, then you use the full moon and the time after the full moon. Please note, if you light a candle somewhere in nature, be aware that it can light fires, and please don't light fires. I have to say this because I think some people don't know. If you're on the place where you want to help perform your ritual, you can do it with friends or alone. What feels good for you is important here. And you can use some symbols of the Lunaset time if you want to create a Lunaset ritual. For example, colors of the Lunaset time are red, black, gold, orange, and green colors, generally brighter colors. So just use something that's from your home or from nature which has those colors. And also you can use minerals, for example, hematite, garnet and sandstone. And Lunaset has also animals as symbols, for example, the lion, the eagle and the lizard. So if you have a little figure, you can use that. And also, there's a plant which generally is like the Lunaset plant, and it's the sunflower and also the pine. So if you want to use a bit of those plants, you can also do that. It's important that you use something that you connect with Lunaset and with the upcoming autumn time. Yeah, and then you can put it on the ground or create your own altar, and around the altar you can set a circle of stones and then speak your protection spell for your ritual. And if you want to invite the elements, please have a look at my blog, because there's a introduction. So if you want to invite the elements in your ritual, I think it's a more shamanic way to do it but also we just can do it. I'm not so focused on like the old witch's way. I think I do what feels good for myself. And yeah, so I have a style of shamanic and witchy. So on my blog, you can find a guide step by step how to invite the elements, because every element you have to invite from their own direction. For example, the element of air, you invite from the east. Then you turn yourself to the east and speak to the element and invite its energy, its spirit animal that comes with it. There are many of it, so you can choose one for yourself. So yeah, I think it gives more power to your ritual, and yeah, it's a bit more, yeah, I think it can help you manifest things better, because you visualize everything that happens around you a bit more. So, and then it's really important to observe what happens around you during your ritual. For example, do animals come around you? Do you hear voices or maybe the wind? And yeah, just have a look around while you speak and manifest and connect to nature. Because nature doesn't speak our language, so she will speak in her language. And that's the language of animals and trees and leaves and wind and water. So listen in another way to it. Also, you have to close the circle and say thanks to the elements in another way round. So if you start with the air from the east, that's the last animal that you let go of your circle. If you want to do it, just have a look at my blog. There's a step-by-step guide, as I said. So now you have learned a lot about the mythology, about the rituals that you can use daily, or the rituals that you can do on a new moon at full moon time. And yeah, I hope you want to try it out, and thank you for listening. If you want to learn a bit more about myself, have a look at my blog. There is everything in English now. And also I will create some English podcast episodes for you. They will come every Monday and on Spotify and every other podcast app. Yeah, I'm happy if you hear more from me or if we hear each other somewhere. I wish you a really fun and light Lunasa time. See you soon.